As temperatures rise, water safety continues to be an important topic during COVID-19. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William D. Ramos, associate professor in the Department of Health and Wellness Design at Indiana University Bloomington, explains why.
The World Health Organization recently proclaimed drowning to be a global burden and the third leading cause of unintentional death on the planet. Drowning is also a significant public health concern in the United States. After birth defects, drowning is the main cause of unintentional deaths for children ages 1 to 4. If we expand the age range to ages 1 to 14, drowning still remains the second leading cause of unintentional death behind motor vehicle crashes. Researchers in the water safety sector are watching to see if the coronavirus pandemic makes those statistics bleaker as Americans face the need to social distance last summer. We've already seen some evidence of a drowning spike. Last summer, both Florida and Lake Michigan shorelines experienced an increase in drowning rates, with the latter marking a grim 10-year high. This summer looks to be more promising in that more Americans are vaccinated and therefore more public swimming pools and beaches will be open. But the exponential growth in home pool sales has attracted the attention of water safety experts. This is a major concern because we know that 70% of drownings in the U.S. occur in home pools due to a variety of factors, including lack of supervision and ineffective barriers to prevent unauthorized access. In an effort to dampen any spike in drowning rates, aquatic safety experts will be working with nonprofit and government partners to ramp up existing water safety education programs, whether it be creating legislation around rules for owning and operating a home pool, or more effectively engaging with social media to reach audiences that might typically be addressed in person. And we will be studying how the associated behaviors leading up to drownings during the pandemic have changed, and then calibrate prevention efforts as appropriate.
That was William D. Ramos of Indiana University Bloomington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.